investigating the FBI.
The Inspector General will lead this probe.
U.S. ends a policy for fleeing Cubans.
This is part of normalizing relations.
Millennials fall behind.
They're worse off than their parents.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Justice Department's watchdog is investigating a top investigator. And the FBI director vows to cooperate in the probe into his handling during the presidential campaign of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
Democrats like Illinois Senator Dick Durbin welcome the new investigation into the actions of FBI Director James Comey.
I think steps were taken by the director of the FBI near the election, which were not precedented. It had not ever happened before.
The Inspector General's investigation will examine whether policies or procedures were followed by the FBI, if there were any conflicts of interest and improper disclosures of non-public information to the Clinton campaign, and whether DOJ and FBI employees leaked information.
Well, Clinton and the FBI are just some of the targets in a morning tweet storm from Donald Trump. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
A week before he takes the oath of office, in a blast of pre-dawn tweets, Mr. Trump said Hillary Clinton was guilty as hell, that the dossier he was briefed on last week was compiled by sleazebag political operatives and probably released by intelligence, even knowing there is no proof. In an interview for Sunday's 60 Minutes, President Obama was asked about his successor's Twitter habit. He offered this advice for Republicans.
Just make sure that as we go forward, certain norms, certain institutional traditions don't get eroded because there's a reason they're in place.
Mr. Obama also said don't underestimate the 45th president. Steve?
The full House gets a classified briefing today on campaign cyber interference by Russia. Yesterday, members of the Senate got details. Tennessee Republican Bob Corker.
I don't think I've ever been in an intelligence briefing as clear as this briefing was.
And senators say the briefing did not include details of the unsubstantiated document suggesting Russia has damaging information on President-elect Trump. In that 60 Minutes interview, President Obama puts the blame on himself for not rallying the public behind some of his initiatives over the last 8 years.
Even though we were doing the right thing, we weren't able to mobilize public opinion firmly enough behind us to weaken the resolve of the Republicans to stop opposing us. There were times during my presidency where I lost the PR battle.
A week before leaving office, Mr. Obama decided to end automatic legal residency for Cubans who make it to American soil. CBS's Dan Revive.
The White House says this is part of normalizing relations, not treating Cuba differently from how other countries and would-be immigrants are treated. This is a change that the Cuban government wanted. It said U.S. policy had encouraged people to risk their lives on rickety boats and rafts.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says President-elect Trump's pledge of a deportation force to round up illegal immigrants isn't happening. Ryan tells CNN there are talks with the Trump team on the issue. The winter storm that pounded the West Coast with heavy rain and snow is now taking aim at the southern plains. The big concern is ice that could bring down power lines and cause accidents. Kenna Mitchell is with the Oklahoma Department of Transportation.
Once one driver starts to slip, others would start overcorrecting, and that can lead to some troubles out there.
The stormy weather is expected in that region right through the weekend. The Justice Department today will release findings from a year-long civil rights investigation into Chicago's police department. Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
I don't know what the next administration's interests are. I do know what our interests are. And we as a city are on the road to reform and doing it in a way that our police officers are supported to achieve this public safety we want.
West of Phoenix, an Arizona state trooper was in trouble. He had been shot while investigating a car crash when a motorist came along.
The trooper says, please help me. That person retreats back to his vehicle, removes his own weapon from the vehicle, confronts the suspect. The uninvolved third party fires, striking and killing the suspect.
And Public Safety Director Frank Milstead says without the man's actions, the trooper might have died. It's every parent's hope that their kids do better than they've done. Nowadays, it seems those hopes just aren't being realized. CBS's Peter King joins us.
And Steve, millennials are earning about 20% less than their baby boomer parents did at the same stage of their lives, with the median household income of just over $40,000. Those numbers come from an analysis of Federal Reserve data by an advocacy group called Young Invincibles. The organization says the net worth of millennials is about half of that of their parents at a comparable age. Home ownership rates are much lower, student debt higher.
Well, the government's put out its most comprehensive review on marijuana use in nearly two decades. CBS's John LaPook with the good and the bad.
There's pretty solid evidence cannabis is effective in relieving chronic pain in adults, nausea from chemotherapy, and muscle tightness and spasm in multiple sclerosis. Now, there is evidence of an increased risk in the report of abuse of cannabis when use begins in adolescence. That's something I think that's very important. And there's an increased risk of car accidents.
Well, the surprise was on Vice President Biden yesterday at the White House when President Obama awarded him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Biden wiped away tears.
I just hope that the asterisk in history that is attached to my name when they talk about this presidency is that I can say I was part of the journey of a remarkable man.
Well, Tower of Power has been an R&B force for half a century. Last night, two members of the group were injured in Oakland, hit by a train as they tried to cross the tracks on foot. Al Campos runs the nearby club where they were due to perform.
They were looked pretty bad. They were on the ground, unconscious, and, with their arms and legs, different directions.
The group's manager calls it an unfortunate accident. Guitarist Tommy Alsup has died at 85.
That'll be the day.
He was in Buddy Holly's band and famously lost a coin flip with singer Richie Valens for the last seat on the plane that later crashed in 1959 in Iowa, killing Holly, Valens, and the big bopper, J.P. Richardson. Alsup and others took a bus instead. There might be a good reason to keep your hands in your pockets after listening to this from CBS's Larry Miller.
Japanese researchers say people who flash the peace sign or show their open hands in photos posted on social networking sites risk having their fingerprints stolen just when fingerprint recognition technology is replacing hackable passwords. Japan's National Institute of Informatics was able to copy fingerprints taken by a digital camera from a distance of 9 feet. It's created a transparent film for fingertips to hide the prints, or you could just wear gloves. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Verizon is telling customers on unlimited data plans who use more than 200 gigabytes a month they have to switch their plan to one with a cap. If they don't, their service will be cut off. Plans to sustain just half that kind of use cost more than $400 a month. That's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.